Welcome back to Wheatfields to Wonderland's blog post, audio portion of my blog post. This week, as we head into the second week of January, and we've had nothing but rain and cold weather, as I'm sitting here on a Saturday night sipping a nice Chenin Blanc and working on my blog, I'm going to tell you a story about the world of hooking up in Los Angeles and probably everywhere. And I'd like to hear what you think afterwards, if you want to send me an email. I'd love that. Hookup. In case you've been living under a rock and have no idea what a hookup is, if someone suggests that they would love to hook up with you, they are telling you upfront precisely what they are not going to do with you. They are not going to court you, romance you, or date you. They are letting you know in a very direct way that they just want to fuck you. Forget chivalry, it's dead. Well, you may get a few chivalrous glasses of wine out of the dude prior to the actual hookup, but believe me, that is only for his benefit, so that your inhibitions are lowered and your limbs are loose. Am I the only one in the year 2017 who still feels like I'm trapped in a Kelly Clarkson ballad? Sometimes I think I should change my ringtone to her 2009 hit, I Do Not Hook Up. I guess I'm one of those weird girls whose heart and mind and body are intertwined to the point that, when it comes to sex, I need all the components present at the same time in order for me to perform. And those components can only really come together after a series of events that require you being physically present on numerous occasions. Or I need to be completely smashed, which is why I have no more than 2 glasses of wine until the components mentioned below are in place. Okay, so what are those components, you ask? First component, 1, I need to be physically attracted to you. There has to be chemistry, and I can usually tell that from the first meeting or date. Note to you, your profile picture online isn't going to do that for me, and sending me a picture of your dick, a dick pic, will make me scream. And after I've sent that picture, your dick pic picture, that picture of your junk to all of my girlfriends, and after we've all had a good laugh, I will block you. 2nd component. Then I need to find you interesting and intellectually stimulating and actually capable of carrying on a conversation. Usually that requires several dinners and phone calls. Note to you, a text does not count as a conversation, and an emoticon of a happy face doesn't necessarily denote an answer. 3. And then I have to ascertain that you are relatively emotionally available, or at least emotionally salvageable, as a closed soul is not going to make for happy me. Note to you, that means on our first date, don't tell me that all women in LA are bitches or gold diggers, or that stories about how your last girlfriend was a psychotic nightmare. Yeah, I hate that one. Because then I'm going to assume that you're emotionally fucked and I will not give you a chance to further get to know me. Okay, and the last component. So once the first 3 are in place, okay, I'm attracted to you, you're intellectually stimulating, you can speak the English language, you seem somewhat emotionally available, then I still need to ascertain that you are not a serial killer, a wife beater, a drug addict, alcoholic, married cheater, murderer, pedophile. Basically, I still need to spend time with you because I need to make sure that you aren't any of the above aforementioned things. I need to date you. Okay, note to you. I know I maybe watch too many Lifetime movies, but you know, most of them are based on true life. Okay, so I know there are a ton of girls in Los Angeles who hook up with guys for sex, for money, or for parts of movies, but as I just outlined ever so neatly with bullet points and everything, I'm not one of them. So obviously, when I meet a guy that I think is a contender, and after a few texts, he says something like, so when do you want to hook up? I cut him off at the pass, so to speak. However, men can be sly and sometimes will not be so obvious with their true intentions towards you. So you need to use your detective skills and really listen to what they say or text. Unless, of course, you just want to hook up too. A couple of months ago, a handsome guy I met kept texting me and flirting with me, but he never actually asked me out on a date. He was such a busy professional man that he could never make plans, and when he would make attempts to see me, it was always at the last minute. He would text me things like, hey, I'm in your area. I have a free hour. Are you around? Seriously, even if I was around, does he really think I would drop everything I was doing to go meet up with him? Not only do I have a job, a blog, and a busy social life, but I also treasure my alone time and my home time. So dropping some of my Janelle priorities to run to meet him at a moment's notice was not something I was willing to do. Plus, in my mind, I think that sets a bad precedent of how you will allow someone to treat you. If you will literally drop your life and run to meet a guy, on some level it is showing him that you value his time more than your time. In essence, subliminally telling him that you're going to value him over yourself. Unless a guy is a control freak, a real man wants a real woman who knows her worth. So a relationship that starts out by your hoop-jumping, do-anything-to-meet-you attitude is doomed for you right from the start. Well, back to my guy. Eventually, he went from last-minute meeting requests and subtle hookup suggestions to more obvious and overtly sexual or inappropriate texts. I love this one. Huh. When he texted me that he was in the area and when I told him I wasn't home, even though I was, I still said I wasn't. His text to me is, or was, I would have stopped by to fold your laundry, LOL. Seriously, fold my laundry. Okay, it's more likely you want to fold my girly bits, or maybe you're a cross-dresser and really do want to fold my laundry as you would like to play with my panties. And if that's the case, in my books, you are a weirdo. But then, thinking that I perhaps misjudged the above text and possibly his sense of humor was lost on me, I decided to give this dude one more chance, and when he suggested that we should schedule a time to meet up, me thinking he was finally getting it, I later received the text below. First bubble. Okay, happy face emoticon. Looking forward to it. Sounds like you might need a foot ma. Second bubble. Saj. LOL. At your service, ma'am. LOL. Happy face with tears coming out of the eyes. He's so happy. You want to give me a foot massage after I said yes to getting together? I meant outside of my apartment, dumbass, like dinner or drinks. You want to smell my feet before you even get to know what kind of perfume I wear? Ew. The happy-faced emoticons and the LOLs were not minimizing the true intent of his words, sadly, for him. And then there was the text that ended it for me. First bubble, if you get a second wind and want a party, next bubble, through the night, LOL, happy face, dot, 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 third bubble, dot, 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 okay, maybe not, but it sounded good, LOL. No, I don't. Really, I don't. I, of course, never responded to him again. At this point, I was done playing this little cat and mouse game of texting with him. Truthfully, I should have not let it linger on as long as I did. As from the first few texts when he didn't ask me out on a proper date, I knew that he wasn't a contender. But it was amusing to watch him keep trying after I continually shot him down. But at a certain point, amusing becomes annoying. So, what do I do in this hookup Hollywood world that I live in? Should I tell a guy straight up that I'm not a hookup chick and save both of us from wasting our time? Or do I keep playing the game and hope that one of these men might get intrigued enough to actually take the time to get to know me? Ugh. Well, as I still believe in love, I know that if I keep putting my little fishing pole into the dating pool, that eventually the right fish will take the bait. So I won't give up, but I also won't compromise who I am. Hookup no, happy yes. And the moral of this hookup Hollywood, hookup LA lifestyle world story is, 1, never compromise yourself. There is only one you, and liking you is more important than pleasing anyone else. 2, a hookup isn't a bad thing. If that's what you're into, enjoy. But respect when someone else doesn't feel the same way you do. And 3, I guess if you're a guy reading this, you might not want to date me now. LOL. But truthfully, I don't give a fuck. Double entendre. I couldn't resist. Anyway, so on that note, I'm going to have another sip of my wine. Oh, it's really nice. And I'm starting to feel a bit warmer. And I want to wish you all a good week. And just remember in life, never compromise who you are. Know how much you're worth. And if you don't know your own worth, no one else will. And ciao for now. Until next time, happy days.